The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Live this moment.
Why the hell would you want to do that?
Podcasts are available now at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Plus, you can find the Todd and Tyler podcast in iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
Now, our phones are listening to us. I don't know how this happened. I did say the word Charles. I think I said Charlie. Uncle Chubb's first name is Charlie. And I looked at my Facebook page. I looked at Facebook. The first popped up on Facebook was him. I didn't say his last name on the air.
Oh.
I said Uncle Chubb, and all I said was Charlie. And there's a picture. He does some paintings, and his Facebook page popped up right away. That, I don't know. These are crazy. What do they put in these things?
More technology than our brains have any chance of comprehending.
Did you type anything in? Did you Google anything?
Nope.
No, it was just you said it, right?
I said Uncle Chubb, and I said his real name was Charlie. I didn't say my real last name or his real last name. It's the same. It's my dad's brother. That's all I said on the air, and I looked, and I hit Facebook, and the first post is from him. And I have 5,000 friends. Hello?
Is he a friend?
That is weird.
Yes, he's a friend.
Oh, he is.
Yeah.
Okay.
It is weird.
They might have searched
right
your,
there it is, man.
Your list. Just hearing.
Do you think he's the only person I know that's named Charles?
Are there
5,000 friends? There's got to be another Charlie in there somewhere, man.
Does he say Chubb anywhere in his profile?
No. Let me check. I don't think he does. Yeah.
I've wondered about that with our phones because we have some odd conversations for a long time every morning.
And I say Chubb all the time on this show when it comes to wieners, you know?
Yeah, but
these conversations got to throw the phones through a loop.
Yeah.
Every once in a while.
Oh, yeah.
I think if they land on something for you, they're like, all right, that makes sense. Let's do it.
Right.
Yeah.
Pull up Chubb. Pull the Chubb up.
Right.
Or pull it out.
Yeah. With dog tongues and dildos and hermaphrodites.
In the morning,
what do we get of this guy?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I can't really find anything else. Just he has his real name on here, not Uncle Chubb or anything, you know, because to other people, he's not Uncle Chubb, you know. So,
are you listed? Do you have like a relationship with him on Facebook where he's your uncle?
I'm bad at that. I don't have any of those on there because I try to protect my family for what I do for a living.
For sure. That's
and,
good.
I try to, at least my extended.
Yeah, he goes on the air every morning and continues to say stuff.
Continues to talk about
him. I know.
Continues to
every day.
But they don't know who they are, you know?
He told us about it. He tried to break his daughter's arm this morning.
What's your status? Are you in a relationship?
It's complicated.
Complicated?
I don't know what I wrote.
It's complicated.
That's a good point. Do I even say I'm in a relationship? Because I think I am.
Well, I'm married to Christy Brand, according to my Facebook page.
I don't know what I am at all.
That's in fact the truth.
All right.
Oh, Tim here had an Uncle Butch. His name was Elwood.
All right. Elwood's a cool name.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
It is now. Because you know what made it cool was the
Blues Brothers.
Blues Brothers, right. Exactly, right.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know what if I have anything listed in here. It's complicated, right?
Well, you should probably check with your wife if she wants to be connected to that. It's probably a big no.
No, that's making a commitment.
I used to have.
If you announce on Facebook that you're in a relationship, that's the next level stuff.
Right. Yeah.
That means you're serious. Yeah.
Facebook's been around the whole time. The whole time's been around. I've been married, so I really don't. I think I did say interested in women before, but I'm not interested in anything anymore.
That's new.
It looks like you're. That is new.
Interested in women and dog tongues.
Dog tongues, right. Yeah.
But they got to be long. But not cartoonishly long.
No. Although that'd be nice too. All right. So you're with a lot of young kids and what you do for a living there. And I saw this. This couple days ago, I saw this. I think Nick sent it to me too again. And I usually like this guy. I can't remember who he is. He's some just tells you how life is. And he talks about remember life is more important to be with friends than it is for other crap. Remember, that kind of guy. And usually he says really smart things. But this one he got a lot of flack for. He was talking about younger people. Now, he's not a young guy. He's probably in his 50s or 60s. And he was saying young people should only be at their apartment, whatever, for 7 hours to sleep.
Oh, I read that, too. Yeah. You got to get that in order to advance your life.
It was a get-off-my-lawn kind of article.
Kind of was.
It was. Now, I realize it's tougher nowadays for young people to make a living because of inflation, and they're not getting, and not necessarily that so much. It's because wages didn't go up because there's a whole right-wing crap about that. So, but this guy says you should just be out and about.
Wait.
Working wages, five jobs, whatever.
Wages did go up for a CEO.
Oh, yeah, they
so
did.
Let's
yeah,
not
yeah,
forget
right.
about that.
So his point was you should be working.
Right.
Because I can kind of get behind the idea
but how many jobs do you need? I mean, to make a living, but you have to also have a life, you know?
I can get behind the idea that, like, if you're young, you shouldn't spend too much time at home alone.
Yeah.
Maybe I get that. 7 hours is a little
he meant
tight.
Go back. He said just be in bed 7 hours and otherwise be out of the house.
Oh, I thought it was, you know, that included recreating or hanging
find
out
some
with
alone
friends.
Time. And
I don't know. I think he was leading
friends.
In. No, it was more about becoming more successful. And I thought it was
working.
Also about working.
Well,
it might have been a little bit of both.
This guy seems to be focused on work.
Because when you
work.
And I.
He's, this okay. guy's focused on work, right?
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah.
I don't either.
No, we don't need all that.
When I was younger, I didn't like to hang out at the apartment. I like to go party with my friends.
Well, if I was in the apartment, other guys were at my apartment partying too. But
I also think,
but that's not what he's talking about. He wouldn't have took any flack for that because I agree with you. You should be out socializing when you're young. But this guy, I know, is it kind of a bald guy with glasses?
Yeah,
that's the guy I'm talking about. What's his name? Because he's a really smart dude,
Scott Galloway.
Right, you'll see him a lot on Reels, things and stuff like that. But he's talking about working, like you got to work a billion jobs just to get ahead. Thinking, well.
Yeah, and then this article goes
that's
on.
It's not healthy. You want to get ahead, but it's not healthy just to be, you know, if you're working.
And you're still just a kid, man. You're trying to find your way. I think there's so much pressure on kids that are 18 to 25. I really think there is.
I
don't think there should be.
It's a weird time for there to be a lot of pressure. I was thinking about that a lot with my daughter just graduating. It's so weird to have a kid that age be like, okay, now decide what you want to do for the rest of your life.
And you don't.
Yeah,
and
that's
hard.
You
don't.
Mm-hmm. But people don't do that anymore.
You got your 20s to figure that stuff out, and sometimes your 30s.
Starting with Gen X into millennials for sure.
Right.
People start doing multiple careers in the course of their life.
They do.
They don't do one thing for forever anymore.
Right.
And it's not sustainable.
And I don't get how my generation of parents, I mean, people my age and older, made their kids, because I graduated from high school and then I went to college, but I came home in the summers, messed around. And then I got out of college, tried to get into radio. It took me a while to find my footing. But, you know, I didn't feel any pressure. Now, I might have had cool parents, but I never felt any. I see kids getting so much pressure on them now. Mm-hmm. You got to work 40 hours a week. You got to go to school. You got to get a job. You got to. Mm-hmm. Hey, kids are kids, man.
Yeah, this guy.
The word 18 doesn't mean, unless you're in the armed services, doesn't mean you should be an adult.
No,
right.
Especially
too much pressure on
them. And suddenly they cut you free at 18.
Right.
You're on your own.
Get a job.
Well,
I was 18, I did everything. Right. Yeah, and you hate life, Dad.
Your life has sucked.
And your life sucks since then, right.
We all you know worked that. Hard and you're tired and it sucks.
Right.
Why do you push that on people?
I don't get it.
No, this guy's going so far. He has publicly recommended before that people ignore their passions and just focus on what you're good at.
That comes off like, who was that douchebag? Mike Rowe came out a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And we hammered this.
Oh, yeah.
He said that's the dirty jobs guy.
Yeah. He came out telling people, don't follow your dreams because most people don't hit their dreams. Get a real job and then sing on the side.
The world needs ditch diggers too, son.
But he made it sound like, I realize not everybody's a talented human being when it comes to the arts, but you can find a job around those arts, and that's why I saw a lot of pushback on him. But he came off like, get off my lawn, go lay bricks all day. But if you want to do something else, do it on your own time. You know,
go to karaoke
I do my TV show.
While I work in entertainment.
I got out of a job doing manual labor and became a TV star. That's what was the joke about that whole bit he did.
Mm-hmm.
I think
you have to have a balance of people. As if nobody followed their dreams, you wouldn't have concerts to go to.
Right. And your dream doesn't have to be in the social. It doesn't have to be in the arts either.
No.
Yeah, if your dream's something else, it's a dream, you know?
They could be carpentry or something.
Right, right.
This guy says, the bald guy, whatever the hell it is.
Yeah. Galloway. Galloway.
Scott Galloway. If you're not working, you should be with friends, trying to find a mate, or working out.
A mate.
I'd avoid that for as long as possible, too,
like, you need time for yourself, too.
Yeah.
When do you masturbate if you're only at home for 7 hours a day?
Thank you, Nick. All right. But he got a lot of,
it takes
got,
you longer than 7 hours.
He got a lot of pushback with that statement.
If you're 7 hours, you get a. That's probably all sleeping. That's showers.
That should be sleeping, especially
maybe
at that
a
age.
Snack.
You're sleeping longer than seven hours in your early 20s. You know,
you should be. People got to sleep.
They do, especially
that's
that
the thing.
Now.
That's the thing that like every 10 years or so we learn something scientifically about how much things matter. Man, that sleep makes a difference.
It does.
Sleep makes a difference.
I know.
If you're young, start sleeping.
I know. I have no problem with that.
I remember
distinctly my dad was a postal worker, so we'd come home. He went to work at like 3 or 4 in the morning, which is I thought was crazy.
Karma's a bitch, huh?
I'll never do that. But I remember coming home from college in the summers and just hanging out. I mean, I had a crappy day. I did some odd jobs basically those summers. But I was home, and I was out partying. So I'm my basement bedroom. You could hear it was just basically beads going down. I had to put the beads up there in case I had a visitor, right? But I heard my dad coming in, and my mom's there. They're both in the kitchen. I hear my dad go, "Is he sleeping?" And I remember it was like noon, and I'm thinking he just worked 8 hours, man.
Yeah.
But I do the same thing now. Ryder just graduated from high school, and I get home, and he's not working right now, but he's just hanging out a little bit, and he stays up all night either FaceTime or talking to people, or he goes out till about noon, midnight or something like that with his buddies. But basically, is I get home and I go, and I don't want to be.
You've been up for 20 minutes, haven't you?
But I remember just being my dad going, "Is he still sleeping?" But I don't care. And my dad didn't care either. I think he started to care.
Well, the sleep stuff is legit when like major sports teams are really invested in making sure that players get the amount of rest that they need.
Yeah. Right.
Sleep science is really big with almost all the professional sports leagues.
Right.
No, you need to go home. You need to get good rest so that you can perform better on the field.
But this bastard, my son, he also gives me crap for going to bed early. "You going to bed already?" I said, "Oh, man."
Yeah.
You woke up at noon.
Yeah.
You got a teenage kid.
Yeah.
He sleeps late when he can, right?
Oh, yeah. He hasn't been asleep since we got, or awake since we got back from Hawaii. He's been asleep the whole time.
I slept till noon when I was a kid.
Yeah, I did too. Yeah. You need more sleep then.
You need more sleep when you're a kid.
Yeah.
All right. Zane did the same thing.
Yeah. You need more sleep when you're a kid.
He was a night owl, but we all waking up at 1 o'clock in the afternoon wasn't uncommon.
Well, you should be working.
The point about athletes is right. Yeah. If you're looking for like canaries in the coal mines for where things are going and what we're learning, when you look at rich people and celebrities and athletes, I'm talking like Zuckerberg rich.
Right.
Like all those people are like sleep, naps, sleep,
that's
rest.
It.
Yeah.
That's how you're going to live for forever.
Right. You see more and more.
That's how that dog lived to 31.
Yeah, you're right.
Sleeping.
Tyler and I have gone through a good portion of our life being nap shamed.
Right.
Usually by other people in the house.
Naps are huge.
The more and more you read about taking a nap, it's very beneficial.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The nap does seem different when the kids are home. Because they'll just be like hanging out in the living room, and I'm like, I'd love to spend some quality time with
you. I'm running to bed. I know.
And could you keep it down?
Well, everybody's awake now. My wife's a teacher, so she's not teaching right now. So, I come home, and everybody's just there, and I go, I'm going to go nap.
Yeah.
Actually, she's never actually shamed me, but she understands I need the nap.
No, because she knows you're an ass if you don't get your nap.
I got a little bit of that at first when I first started coming up here every day, but now I think when I first started coming up every day, I'm just like, I need a nap.
Right.
It's like, do you? And then I actually seen what happens on the couple days where I haven't been able to have a nap, but I'm just like, well, you know.
That may have happened yesterday.
Usual.
Where the air conditioning guy showed up in the middle of my nap.
Oh, that
really
son
didn't,
of a
I,
bitch.
I didn't get to the REM. I got maybe 10 minutes, and then apparently
I was
I was a little crabby yesterday.
Yeah.
The reports I got.
Your naps must be fun if you didn't get to the rim.
I was a little owly. But no, you got to, even if you take like a 25 minute nap, as long as you go through that REM phase, and you know you have the REM phase if you had a little dream. Usually that's good.
I understand
even a 30 minute nap.
But American culture is still The 9 to 5, nobody naps. And they can't. They're at work.
Right.
We're an anomaly.
Can't take a nap. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
You don't nap, do you?
No, but yeah. I wish I did. Yeah. I want to nap more.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. I will say, I always feel better if I have, like, if I know I've got shows and I'm going to be out till whatever in the morning.
Right.
I've got to figure out a way where I can get some rest at some point in the day.
You do, even at your age, you don't want to do something.
You don't want to be dragging ass on stage later on.
You're not as sharp.
It's a mental
you're just not,
call.
You're not there.
You got to go out of your way and schedule sleep. I've got to make sure I get that time because
if you don't, man, you just want to be present.
You slog through everything.
Again, look at most of your top level professional athletes. What do they talk about doing before the game?
Nap.
Yeah, late afternoon, they'll go grab a half an hour to an hour nap.
And toss one off.
Probably.
Anything that helps, man.
Probably. Yeah.
They never talk the benefits of that.
No.
That'll come around eventually, too.
Yeah.
The benefits of tossing one off.
Yeah, you lose your legs, though.
They talk about it a little bit.
Not just boxers. Yeah. You lose your legs after tossing one off for a little bit, too.
Yeah, that's urban legend.
But I'm guessing if you're 30 and you're a stud, you're probably not, you know. 25-year-old athlete's not losing his legs when he masturbates, you know.
Well, I saw something.
Or he's not doing it right.
I saw some video online.
He's squeezing too hard.
Yeah. They were showing like the LSU football locker room, and they showed how every locker
has a bed, right?
It had like this pull-out thing that, you know, the big cushy seat became a bed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You could move this thing, do this thing, pull it out, and then all of a sudden you could just lay down. Yeah. Just lay down, take a nap. Right there in the locker room.
I bet you all the good facilities have that now, too.
Oh, man.
Are they still freezing themselves after stuff for recovery?
Oh, yeah.
Are the cryotherapy?
Cryogenic stuff the tub?
The big ice tub? The ice tubs and...
Well, the cryotherapy is...
That's what I'm talking about.
It's the big... Like Houston Alexander, he's a big proponent of that.
Yeah, that's just a stand-up thing. Your head's above... But what is it? Minus 200 something inside the chamber.
I did it the one time.
Yeah, I've done it a couple
times.
You've done it?
Yeah, one time.
How long do you go in there?
I like
for?
To try it.
Three minutes.
Yeah,
and it's supposed to.
The equivalent of a half an hour in a cold tub.
I realize it's a circle around you. How tight's that circle?
Not very.
Okay.
Probably depends on how big you are.
What if you
got elbow room?
If you squat and lower your head underneath, do you pass out?
Probably, yeah. They say you don't want to breathe in that.
Got it.
That, yeah, that's right. Why it only comes up to about, you know, upper chest.
Yeah, somebody watch you.
You don't get freezer.
Yeah, there's somebody keeping an eye on you. Because
Good. You could fall down. You know, you're masturbating there. You lose your legs. You fall down. Yeah.
I think a lady in Seattle who worked at one of those places.
She froze, right?
Yeah, yeah. I think I don't know if she fell down or if she just, you know, ducked down.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but they found her
frozen, right?
Dead the next day. Oh, yeah. You're going to go hypothermic real quick.
The kind of hammer and she's shattered, that kind of frozen, that'd be kind of cool.
Demolition Man.
Yeah,
Demolition Man.
Yeah.
Are you naked in there?
You have booty, like socks, underwear, and they give you gloves to cover your extremities.
And you got to cover two sets of genitalia.
Yeah. That's just one
there.
Pair of underwear.
Right, right.
Just one pair on.
Yeah,
it covers certainty. Let's not even.
If you want, I think you can put a beanie on, but your head isn't really in the chamber.
No, I didn't.
That's
have
not
an issue
necessary.
With that.
You don't get like frostbite or anything.
No, because
did it feel good? Did you notice any rejuvenation when you did it?
I mean,
or less pain.
I only did it the one time. Yeah. I think you'd need to do it on a regular basis. And like, I did try to like do it on a day where the previous day I had worked out hard, a heavy workout, lifting heavy,
right?
To see if I could notice the muscle recovery,
right?
But I think you'd need, like I say, I think you need to do it multiple times to really notice that stuff.
Was it hard to breathe?
No, you because again, you keep the cylinder only comes up to about upper chest area, so you stay up above that.
I've noticed if you get into a swimming pool that's cold, there'll be an initial like,
there was that.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Is there a stool for Brad Williams? He wants to hop in there because this have a good down there.
Actually, you stand on like a platform and then they move the cylinder up and down.
Depending on how tall you are.
To make sure that your head stays up above.
Got it.
Okay.
It's adjustable for height.
Does your penis shrink more than it normally would?
Not any more than it normally would at minus 275 degrees.
Okay.
Well, yours just gets engulfed by your vagina.
Engulfed.
I don't think you want feed to expose me, Seymour. That to minus 230
it's a protective
degrees,
no.
Ooh, this it is... goes, yeah.
No, that's why you leave the underwear on, because right, you don't want to expose the extremities.
It's not like furry underwear or anything. It's just regular underwear.
Okay, all
and
right.
That's enough
whatever
protection.
You got on, okay, right.
Can you wear
although
a coat?
Furry underwear sounds fun, man.
Sounds cold. Yeah. Can you get in at a parka?
That's a good point. I don't know. I know you answered, but I probably wasn't listening there. Are you cold? Shocker. Are you cold?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Like, you're going, oh, son of a bitch, shivering. Yeah. Let me inside the house, kind of cold.
It's an endurance event for those 3 minutes.
Because you're looking at the clock saying, oh, God, I don't know if I'm going to make it another minute.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's an endurance event. You have to really, there's some mental focus.
The benefits
involved.
Have to be really good to be having people
to be cold that long.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But really, again, it's
I forgot about that. They
nap sounds better.
Yeah.
Do they have
nap
those
sounds much better.
In NFL locker rooms?
I'm sure they probably are putting them in. Some of those places have their own facilities like that.
You still see guys jumping into the horse tank full of ice.
Oh, they always do. That still exists. Yeah. That exists at my kid's gym, a kid's school. So, yeah, they do that. Yeah,
and how much trial and error was there realizing how long you could be in these chambers?
Yeah.
So if that lady was in there overnight, it's dead.
Oh, no. That's why they make you go for just 3 minutes. They cap it at 3 minutes.
Yeah, but were there a lot of funerals for people that were in there 6 minutes?
Nick's worried.
I'm sure
about
I would
this,
have read a report about
a lot
that.
Of funerals.
A lot of funerals.
He wanted to be frozen anyway, so what's the difference, you know?
Yeah. All and right. I told you about that guy who invented the cold tub.
Right.
Because he was tired of changing ice and putting it in his horse tank. And so he invented a cold tub that stays
regular
at like
water in it stays
45 degrees, whatever. And you can get one for only $7,000.
Oh, a bargain.
Oh, well, and you don't have to switch the water out all the time.
That's great.
So, Nick, I was in the shower the other day thinking about you. And because you talk about lifting up your foot and washing it. And I was going to do that, but then I lost my balance and hit my head against the wall. I said, I'm not going to try.
Did you?
Is it still swollen?
Yeah.
Looks I like thought about you guys, too, last time I washed my feet, because it's really not that. I tell you just to lift it up for a second. And
yeah, I know, but I just it's already in the water, and it's
you don't wash your feet?
We're talking about the bottom of the feet. Nick puts his foot up every day. And
we all just assume
bottom.
That the suds,
in the shower.
Yeah.
The suds flowing down from the rest of the body, you assume do that work. But apparently you need to actually scrub them.
We didn't know that.
Do you wash your feet like on a regular basis, Cameron?
Yeah, I wash my whole body.
The bottom of your feet?
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah, the bottom in between the toes?
Yeah, I don't do that.
You got to get the whole thing?
You're pretty thorough.
There's a lot of water.
Oh, yeah.
You kids today and you're washing your feet.
I've always read that you shouldn't scrub up every day. Because a lot of your essential oils go away.
Wahlberg, do you wash your whole body?
No, I've never washed anything my entire life. Okay? I take the sweat. I actually reuse it. It's more energy. Anything that gets on me goes back in me.
That's what I figured he'd say. You know, he's an earthy kind of guy there.
We got an email here from Eric who we're talking about the locker rooms where he pulls us out into a bed.
Yeah.
He thinks Nebraska needs to put those in the stands for the fans in the second half when they're down by 21.
Not this year. Penn State took over down there.
Might get back to 6-6.
You'll be great now.
I mean, I hope not.
Penn State's taking over.
Sounds like a ball game.
Somebody knows how to run that program finally.
You just checked. There's a lot less napping at Beaver Stadium.
All right.
So that'll transfer over once Penn State boy takes over.
Yeah, Penn State. Yeah, Matt Rhule.
Can't lose.
I can't lose.
Sucks. You're pining for a December 19th bowl game. A 6-6, nobody cares, Tuesday afternoon at 3
six
bowl
and
game.
6-6 is improvement,
though.
Yeah,
it'd be quite the improvement.
Yeah.
Vegas Bowl, here we come.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
Sun Bowl. Beautiful El Paso.
That's
all right. I'll board that day.
Yep. You got your Chiefs. Cameron Logsdon with us. Come on back.